I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Israel's border assault into Lebanon promises no short end to war. Sat7's Debbie Brink says getting their programs from Beirut to Cyprus is a major issue they're circumventing via technology because they're a voice of hope in the region.
We have some contacts with Mission Aviation Fellowship to help us locate the equipment and install it for us. And then, of course, the finances, we were not prepared to do that right now. Our programs have become a very important part of people's lives all across the region. And the children's program in particular, children have grown very accustomed to watching every single day.
Next, there's good news coming from Ukraine for international adoptions. Government restructuring of the adoption department will benefit many, including the Ministry of Bethany Christian Services, so says Bethany's John Van Valkenburg.
For Bethany, we have a lot of partners, and the government is one of those partners. And really what we strive to do is to really manifest the love and to show the love and compassion through our work and through the contacts that we make. So overall, it's been pretty well received.
Bethany's worked in Ukraine for almost a decade, providing social services and helping to facilitate adoptions. And the Zambian Orphan Choir returns to the U.S. with the help of World Hope International. This fall, 15 children between 7 and 16 years old will tour the United States, raising awareness of the HIV/AIDS pandemic in Zambia. The choir describes the hardships endured as a result of HIV/AIDS. It's also one reason World Hope is involved, to bring the hope of Christ to the desperate and help to the needy. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join Mission Network News and Buckner Orphan Care International for a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Leningrad, Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Call 1-800-284-9361 for more information or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.